I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
What's black and yellow and has a green thumb? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science, saying, bumblebee gardeners? We know bees buzz around gardens, collecting pollen from flowers. But climate change is altering when flowers bloom. Until the flowers show up, there's no pollen for bees to eat. What's a hungry bee to do? Consuelo de Mores and team from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, Zurich, investigated. The researchers gave bees access to plants that hadn't yet flowered, first within cages in a lab, then on rooftops where they were free to fly around. Strangely, in both cases, the bees nibbled on the leaves but didn't eat them. Why? The bees bit the leaves just enough to stress the plant. This caused the plants to produce flowers faster. Some blooms appeared 30 days earlier than normal. When the plants started blooming, the bees stopped nibbling and went back to harvesting pollen. This nifty trick may help bees survive if future flower blooms are unpredictable. Guess I'll leave my gardening gloves to the bees. Teeny weeny gardening gloves.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsinglo Lowe. Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.